Wait, stop scrolling. How many of y'all tuned into the 2024 budget debate yesterday and heard about what Singapore is doing for its older folk in regards to AI? No? Well, you're in the right place. Go grab some tea and come sip tea with your techie, D. Got your tea? All right, well, let's get started, shall we? For those of you that don't know me, my name is DeMarlin Sisti, but please feel free to call me D, and I am your data guy. My background is in data and machine learning engineering, and I was really at the forefront of AI, learning about AI, right? Participating in AI before it was a household name. I serve and advocate on boards, networks that really advocate for digital equity and inclusion. But we do this through providing access to devices, access to internet, and access to resource information as it pertains to the digital landscape. So we understand that technology disruption is happening very quickly, and how Singapore is mediating some of these concerns. US, take notes. Is that Singapore is actually going to pay for its citizens ages 40 and above to go back to school in light of so much knowledge and jobs becoming outdated as a result of AI. Now, why is this important? Well, according to the World Economic Forum, the AI evolution will disrupt 85 million jobs globally between 2020 and 2025. And create 97 million new jobs, right? And so we really see this shift in the paradigm to more data-focused roles, right? Data analysts, data scientists, because you need that structured data in order to do back-end machine learning, AI, right? And so in order to do that, you need more data people, also more AI people, machine learning engineers, right? And so it's really necessitating about 40% of the global workforce to reskill in the next 3 years. And this is important because from now to 2035, our older population just in Seattle, right, when you look at it in the Washington area, is set to grow by 85%. Basic computer skills, data privacy, online safety, and password management are all important. And we are entering into a time where the digital divide is really, really widening. I wholeheartedly support what Singapore is doing because wisdom and experience coupled with innovation is going to be crucial here. And I do have a question for you all. How do you see artificial intelligence shaping our future in terms of job security? And to my older folks, comment down below what would be helpful for you on this journey, right? What resource, knowledge, or hand-holding experience would be helpful for you all? And stay tuned for more educational classes and sessions from your data guy, D. Chat soon.